News came Monday from Halifax, Canada's making the largest defense purchase in its history, 12 submarines from a German shipbuilder. The BBC reports Canada selected TKMS to build them, citing Arctic maritime sovereignty as warming opens the northern waters to new strategic challenges. Only one in four of Canada's current submarines is seaworthy. Krishnamurti is the first word today, then Hypatia of Alexandria.
A nation announces it rebuilds submarines to secure itself against danger, but the submarines are the danger. This is what I watched for 60 years, the terrible logic of division. One nation arms, so the next must arm faster. Each act of security is an act of insecurity for the other. And the mechanism grinds on. The general will not disarm the submarine fleet. The shipbuilder will not refuse the contract. The politician will not ask, what if we stopped? But that is not what happened. Instead, a deal in billions, framed as necessary because the world is dangerous, the world made dangerous by these deals. I walked the same path in Ojai every morning for 30 years. The path did not change, but the world changed around it, faster, more desperate, more divided, and every division justified as response to the previous division.
The reference passages don't speak to this. I'll set them aside. The question is not whether submarines are necessary. The question is what makes a nation believe necessity itself has changed. Canada's winter opens. The map shifts. That part is geometry, real, observable, not argued. But here is where the proof breaks. They frame this as response to a dangerous world. I lived in Alexandria when that language arrived, when Rome spoke of barbarians, when Christians spoke of pagan danger, when empires spoke of threats that justified whatever armor they wanted to build. Each time, the arithmetic was the same. Each side acquires capability. The other side sees their capability and acquires more. Now both sides are more armed and both call themselves more endangered. I taught my students that you can trace any chain of reasoning backward to find the hidden first premise, the thing assumed without proof. Here, the hidden premise is security comes from matching your rival's weapons, not from negotiation, not from the shape of trade, not from what might actually bind nations together. From weapons parity, Synesius once wrote to me about the Nile's behavior. How small changes upstream created large effects downstream. He was writing about water, but he was thinking about power. The Arctic is opening, that is true. But whether Canada's answer must be German submarines rather than something else, that is a choice disguised as necessity, and the proof for that choice was never shown. Where, then, does the proof actually begin?
The story ran in BBC News. Krishnamurti was right. The shield becomes a sword. Back tomorrow.